Lamentations chapter 4. It happened because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who shed within her the blood of the righteous. Now they grope through the streets as if they were blind. They are so defiled with blood that no one dares to touch their garments. Verses 13 and 14. We've had to learn a lot about strengthening our immune system during this long pandemic. But there's another immunity that should concern us even more, the immunity of the rich and famous, especially politicians in power, who illicitly enrich themselves by abusing not only power, but also the trust placed in them. As we quoted earlier, no one dares to touch their garments. It didn't just happen in Jeremiah's time. Not only does it happen now, but has occurred throughout the history of human governments. But also, the injustice of human justice manifested itself in Christ's time on earth. Moreover, the Lord's anointed, our very life breath, was caught in their traps. We thought that under his shadow we would live among the nations. Verse 20. Jesus did not claim immunity for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he never did one thing wrong. Not once said anything amiss. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. 1 Peter 2:23-24.